Protesters gathered outside the Otago Daily Times in Dunedin today to show their anger at a cartoon which poked fun at the measles epidemic in Samoa. In response, the newspaper has announced it will not publish any work by cartoonist Garrick Tremaine until a review of his future at the publication is complete. Our Otago Southland reporter Timothy Brown was at the protest and filed this report.
The group of 40 protesters were angry and their message clear. They want Garrick Tremaine and Otago Daily Times editor Barry Stewart to resign. Mr Stewart, visibly upset and his hands shaking, addressed the protesters.
The content of the cartoon was insensitive and I apologise without reservation for publishing it. I am personally embarrassed and I'm also deeply upset for my colleagues who have been tainted by this error in judgment.
The response drew jeers and scorn from some of the protesters.
What about the children?
There are babies dying right now, and this is all you can say? We have someone's families right in front of you right now, and that's all you can say? You care about your colleagues more than these fucking babies dying right now?
The cartoon in question depicts two women outside a travel agent, and its caption jokes the least popular spots at the moment are the ones people are picking up in Samoa. Barry Stewart has accepted full responsibility for it being published and says a review of Mr Tremaine's future at the Otago Daily Times is underway.
A senior editorial team and management met this morning and we have made a decision no longer to run cartoons by Garrick Tremaine while we are working through a review process.
Mr Stewart says that review process will be quick.
I am fully aware these words do not go far enough to heal the hurt that we have caused, but I hope it does go some way to show how sorry we are. I would like to take this opportunity to apologise directly to our Samoan community who are deeply affected in dealing with this dreadful human tragedy.
Mr Stewart, who stood side by side with Allied Press's chief executive, Grant McKenzie, was booed as he walked away. Dunedin City Councillor Marie Laufisor joined the protest and says she hopes Mr Stewart undergoes sensitivity training and learns from this.
I am grateful for the apology. I'm just ineffably sad, especially for the children and the families, some of whom have relations here in Dunedin.
The cartoon has also attracted anger from Otago Daily Times staff, some of who expressed their disappointment online. Race Relations Commissioner Meng Foon also expressed his outrage. Protest organiser Cinna Brown-Davis says today's action is only the beginning of the group's movement.
How dare this cartoonist make a mockery of the loss of Samoan lives? Samoan lives matter. Samoan lives are important. How dare he trample on the graves of babies and children?
Garrick Tremaine yesterday remained unrepentant about the cartoon, describing it as an innocuous joke.
Had I thought it wasn't advisable or satisfactory, I wouldn't have done it. So I think the answers to that, I can later regret having done it, but at the time, obviously, that did not occur to me. I thought it was an innocuous joke. It doesn't mention anything about deaths or children or these things that everybody else seems to be so concerned about.
He has since backtracked and issued a public apology on his website. In Dunedin, for Checkpoint, Timothy Brown.